Morning is Tuesday. This is the morning digestion for Tuesday. Okay, so the reason that Trump was threatening tariffs on Friday on China, because China's reneging on the deal that was worked out. By the way, China also stole NSA hacking tools and has turned them against us. Both those in the New York Times. This brings me to Biden. Biden has a big China problem. He said the other day in Iowa, well, they're not our competitors. Come on, they got all these problems. They're not our competition. Then he tries to walk it back. That's in the Daily Caller. Bernie attacks him for it. And by the way, in the midst of that story about China stealing the NSA secrets, this line, details of secret American cybersecurity programs were disclosed to journalists by Snowden, former NSA contractor now living in exile in Moscow, and a collection of CIA cyber weapons leaked by an insider and posted on WikiLeaks. For those reasons alone, Snowden and Assange should go to jail forever. In further politics, Mayor Pete, Beto, and Bernie are getting no love from black voters. They're trying to get something going in South Carolina, Wall Street Journal reporting. Mayor Pete doesn't seem to get it. Black voters have a historic, going back some time, aversion to gay stuff. So he may be having a little problem on that front. Beto's just boring, and Bernie is a socialist. Harry Reid is apparently a Democratic kingmaker and peace broker, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's weird because he's such an odious character. New York Post, AOC freaked out at her first exposure to a garbage disposal. She never had one before, never saw one, never used one, which is hard to believe. I would think that in those restaurants she worked in, there were garbage disposals. But in any case, she's in this apartment in Washington and hits a switch and this thing starts making noise and it's her first time ever. Wow. In Politico, Republicans pray for Bernie as a Democratic nominee for obvious reasons. And in Politico, Kamala blasts D.C. pundits who say only a white man can win the Midwest. And then she's campaigning in Detroit, which I would suggest is just not, not typical of the Midwest. Maybe I'm wrong. Trump. Treasury won't release Trump tax returns as the Democrats demand. That's in the New York Times. And Nadler's holding this vote on contempt for Barr. Is it today or tomorrow? Okay, so there's this other story. The U.S. is getting pushy about the Arctic, rattling Russia and others. That's in the New York Times. Okay, so over the weekend, Jerry Falwell Jr. said Trump deserves reparations in the form of two more years on his term because the Mueller investigation stole 2 years. Trump retweeted it. This has got the Democrats absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. Now they're certain he's not going to give up the White House should he lose. He's going to demand another 2 years. Washington Post columnist Karen Tumulty and I think it's Dana Milbank both take it really seriously, saying, oh my God, what are we going to do? In the Washington Post, now they're after Mueller, accusing him of dereliction of duty. And the Washington Post also running a piece trying to insist that Trump was standing up for racists at Charlottesville when he said there were fine people on both sides. We all know he was talking about the debate over taking down the statue of Robert E. Lee, but they love that meme that Trump was, on the side of racists, so they want to keep that thing alive. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, this is sort of in my neighborhood. It's Plano, Texas, which is not far away. Guy gets drunk. Really drunk, goes over to his ex-wife's house where they're watching a Super Bowl game and kills 8 people, and he's killed by the cops. The cops have now arrested the bartender. This is in the Washington Post and other places. Wall Street Journal, a $2 million drug about to go on the market. This is for a very, very rare kind of disease striking kids. And $2 million for the drug. As somebody in this story said, a therapy isn't much good as a therapy if nobody can afford it. I made a big mistake the other day. An emailer wrote me and said, oh, you talked about Joe DiMaggio and Wally Pipp. It was Lou Gehrig. Yep. He's right. I screwed that up. And this, I'm adding a feature here. So, you know, I go through these papers in the morning. I go through the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Post. Now I've added the LA Times and the San Francisco Chronicle and Politico. I pay for the LA Times, the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the Wall Street Journal. The others are free. But there are just lots of stories I don't cover. I just kind of breeze by. You probably see some of them in the news and say, why didn't Gibson do anything about that? Well, because they just bore me. So here's some things that I'm not going to cover. The Met Gala. This apparently has reached new levels of stupidity. Everyone goes to the Met. All these famous people go to the Met Gala wearing something that's supposed to get them covered. So some actor named Jared Leto, I'm not sure, I don't know him. He showed up wearing a dress in the first place and carrying his head as a purse. Lady Gaga apparently did 4 costume changes on the red carpet. I can't bear to read it. I mean, I see the pictures and I go, why are these newspapers covering this like this? But they are. I'm not covering the story that Trump wants to declare the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization and Muslims going crazy. There's so many of us that belong. I'm not covering the million species will go extinct story because I just hear this kind of stuff all the time. It may be true. I don't know. But what do they want us to do? Kill people? I don't get it. I don't cover the great Game of Thrones. Don't watch it. Don't pay attention. But I did notice that they left a Starbucks coffee cup in the shot. And now that's getting them a lot of publicity. And here's a mystery to me. I never heard of a person named Busy Phillips. But her show was canceled. I never saw it. I never heard of her until her show was canceled. People have these, eye-catching names these days. Busy Phillips. Okay. I saw a reporter here in Dallas the other day covering, I think it was the mayoral election, which, by the way, in Fort Worth, 9% of voters went out and voted for mayor. Anyway, this reporter's name was Smokey Rose. Not even fiction writers are coming up with names this good. Apparently, that's what you have to do now to be on TV. Anyway, that's the morning digestion for now. I suspect that I will obsess about Trump saying he wants reparations in the form of a 2-year extension on his term in the podcast this afternoon. But you never know. All kinds of things could intervene between now and then. All right, see you this afternoon.